with something hard, and she cried out in pain. The last thing she remembered before everything went black was an ear-splitting hiss and the fine mist being sprayed in her face. Chapter 2. It had been 4 days since Jade was abducted. All in all, she had to say, abduction was boring. Initially, she'd been terrified, shrieking in her cell until the reptilian monsters had knocked her out with the sleeping spray they kept strapped to their belts. When she'd calmed down enough to survey her surroundings, she'd deduced where she was. Blinking lights and soft humming emanated from a silver slab near where the monsters sat. They both reclined facing a large glass screen on which strange symbols kept appearing and disappearing. Jade had watched enough sci-fi to know this had to be a spaceship. Nothing on Earth could possibly look like this unless NASA had decided to build an uber-realistic alien abduction escape room. The moment Jade accepted she'd been abducted by aliens and not Earth monsters and was on a spaceship, not in some reptilian lair on Earth, her screaming and mindless panic had resumed. Thinking back, Jade figured 2 days on this ship had been spent having a complete mental breakdown and then recovering from said breakdown. The next 2 days were spent sitting in a cell and occasionally receiving food she refused to eat. Her cell looked more like a sparsely furnished room with one wall missing. There was a toilet and sink in one corner and a small cot in the opposite corner. The three dark gray metal walls were cold and bare. The last side of the room appeared empty, but Jade had learned there was actually a transparent, impenetrable force field barring her exit. When she'd first gained consciousness, she'd tried to leave through that opening. Instead of walking into the hallway beyond, an invisible solid barrier had greeted her. Whenever the aliens decided to give her what she assumed was food, they'd press some button on their belt and slide a tray through the seemingly empty air. Jade had tried to get through the barrier every time they gave her food, but it seemed you could only penetrate it from the outside. During the first few days aboard, Jade had refused to eat. At first, she'd been so petrified of what they'd do to her that in between bouts of sobbing and hysterically muttering to herself, she'd retched bile into her small, sleek toilet. After deciding that dissolving into a weeping mess wouldn't help her, she'd attempted to try and not think about her current situation and focus only on what she could achieve minute to minute. Every time she felt the urge to truly take in her circumstances, she shut down her brain by bellowing any annoying repetitive song she could think of. At present, she sat cross-legged on the ground, staring absently at her tray of food and water that the aliens had shoved toward her earlier. She smiled down at the pile of green slop on the tray. One of her only friends, Annie, a strict vegan, had once attempted to make her eat something that looked similar to this. She'd raved about the algae-based superfood relentlessly, but Jade, being the stubborn ass she was, had refused to try it. Jade closed her eyes when they began to sting from unshed tears. She would never see Annie again. "Don't think about that. Don't think about that." Jade's eyes flashed open and she began singing the chorus to an annoying 80s power ballad. One of the reptilian aliens walked in front of her cell and hissed at her aggressively. She backed into the corner of her small room and stopped singing aloud. Instead, she hummed the tune and glared at the creature. Neither of the shiny green aliens had enjoyed her attempts to smother her feelings. Whenever she began singing, they'd rush over and hold her stare with their slitted eyes until she stopped. She knew avoiding reality wasn't the smartest or most mature idea in the long run. She knew that facing things head-on was a much healthier approach, but Jade felt sure she was one thread away from snapping. She also knew from experience that pretending to be fearless and unaffected would help to keep her sane. The creature made another low hiss over its shoulder, and the second creature came to join the first. One of the aliens used a long, pointed claw to motion to her full tray of green goo. The more time she spent doing nothing but observing these aliens, the more she felt she could read their moods. When they were frustrated or possibly angry, as they were now, she'd noticed that their hissing became short and spit flew off their tongues with each alien.